Without a doubt, one of the biggest events in Quincy every August is the annual August Moon Festival, and this year is no exception. 37th annual is coming up Sunday, August 18th this year from 11 to 3. It basically takes over all of Coddington Street for that afternoon. And Philip Chong from Quincy Asian Resources is joining us once again to talk about this and a whole lot more. Good to see you, Philip.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always. It's probably, if not the biggest event in Quincy in August, the biggest event like in Greater Boston.
It's big.
It's huge, right?
It's big,
like,
yes.
10,000 plus people,
yes.
You think?
Yes, lots and lots of people.
Yeah.
So this is going to be my 8th year, so hopefully I have the straight luck. So the last 7 years, all perfect weather.
Oh.
So let's
okay,
see.
Let's knock on all kinds of wood here.
Yes,
cross
yes,
all our
yes,
fingers and
yes,
toes. And,
yes.
Because there is no rain date.
There's a rain date.
Oh, there is
the
a rain
following,
date?
The following week.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope we don't need that.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the city, everyone, support, all the volunteer staff. So it's a happy event.
It's like a big carnival.
It is.
Right, basically.
It is.
What is it? What is August Moon celebrating?
This is the 7th time you asked me.
I know. But you know, there's always new people watching.
So if I have to put it very in the layman term, is kind of like a Thanksgiving for, you know, gathering, celebrating harvest in the old time. But we do it every year. So, of course, it's based on the lunar calendar.
Yes.
And there's always a debate whether we should celebrate the lunar calendar year, the month, or the August month.
Right.
So, but because of the weather, because of the summertime, you know, with people's schedule, it makes sense.
Right.
And it's also a city signature event for the month of August. So, so it's all aligned. So with the moon, with the month, with the weather.
Yes.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's actually, as I learned only last year, it's really a fall festival that is held many times in September, right? Like, I know Braintree had their first one last
many
year,
times.
And it
yes.
was in September.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but we've been doing it in August for, like what you said, the last 37 years.
Right, yeah.
So, as I said to you earlier, it's going to be 40 and 45, 50 time going by very fast.
Well, it really has, it's grown over the years, you
yes.
know, from baby steps years ago, and it's moved around the city several times
yes.
As well, but this seems to be its new home now
yes.
the past couple of years. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at the pictures that how it was started, it just really make you feel so humble. With all the volunteers, with all the board members,
yes.
They used to buy stuff at Home Depot for, you know, for the staging. They would got the board and all the decorations. So the reason I said that is because we're moving one of the office location last year. I saw all the stuff in the basement.
Oh, it's still in the
storage? For the last 20 something years.
Really?
So, but it really shows that the dedication and commitment from the local residents and how much they care.
It was a very grassroots beginning,
yes.
right?
Yes, very grassroots.
Literally, folks just going out to stores and buying
yes.
things that they needed to put the festival
yes.
on.
Yeah. Everyone brought their own table.
Is that right?
Used to be.
Yeah.
So that's really, yes, a lot of heart and tears.
Exactly,
yeah.
Can we talk about some of the highlights
yes,
of the
please.
Event? So again, I mentioned it's Sunday, August 18th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Coddington Street, basically between Washington Street and Southern Arter, right?
Yes.
Just shut down that corridor.
Yes.
Right in front of the high school and the YMCA. And
yes.
The Coddington building just takes over that whole place.
So, I mean, first of all, city, thank you for city
right.
support, the YMCA, the school. So the whole street will be for the celebration starting at 11. The opening will be at 3 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Closing at 3.
Okay.
So there'll be a great celebration and ceremony. So we will have the line dance. We will have a few speeches, including mine, to say thank you to everybody.
Sure.
And then after the opening, then we'll be continuing with the great cultural performances. And of course, on the street, there's all these free rock climbing, bouncy house, candy, ice cream, and all the vendors support arts and crafts for children and family. So It's going to be really great and fantastic. So
yeah, it is literally a carnival-like atmosphere, right?
Would you say that?
Yeah absolutely.
So, yes.
Yes. Food, of course, is a big part of it.
Food this yes. year is going to be even exceeding last year.
Really?
So last year we had lots of food vendors, and they were sharing the feedback. It was so popular, and this year we have more food vendors, all variety. So cultural, American, so all you can choose.
Something for everyone.
Something for everybody.
And that's really the only thing that there's a cost for, right, is
yes.
your food. Everything
the
else
food.
Is
yes.
free.
Everything is free,
yeah.
yes.
Including the parking.
Including the parking.
Yeah.
So the Quincy Public School, the high school, there's a parking lot behind that, so people can take the T. So we encourage people to take
sure.
public transportation
yep.
or just walk over. So. Yeah.
Yep. And at the Y as well, can park in
yes.
the Y? Okay.
Yes. For
Good.
Their support, really appreciate their support. So they offering that space for people for parking, so and also for our vendors. So.
Ah, very good. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. that's important for maybe for handicapped folks especially because it's
totally.
It's right there.
Yes.
Know, so they don't have to walk too far.
Yeah. Agreed.
You have an MC this year.
We have an MC every year.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
Yes. So Chelsea be now MC for many years.
Oh.
She is Miss Massachusetts.
Okay.
And she's been volunteering for CORI for close to the last 10 years.
Oh.
She's Asian American, very interested in giving back to the community,
mm-hmm.
and always been so creative, always so committed. So, besides the August Moon, Lunar New Year, and also our banquet, her and her team would join us. And being very supportive.
Nice. So, yeah. Chelsea, is it Vong?
Yes,
Vong. Chelsea Vong, yes. Miss Massachusetts 2023.
Yes.
So what will she be kind of doing a welcoming remark?
Yes,
yes?
She will do welcoming and she will helping to facilitating all the performance on the stage, making sure they're being taken care of.
Yes, yes.
And her personality just really brighten up the stage. So
nice.
It's always good to have her.
Very fun.
Yeah.
And I know folks, not only from Quincy, but from all over Greater Boston.
All over the world, I would say.
The world? Wow. You've gone international now.
I know, right? yes, Quincy definitely. And surrounding town, South Shore,
yes.
Boston, a lot of people from Boston. So, yeah.
Okay. Again, Sunday, August 18th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the rain date is the next Sunday, August 25th. But,
yes.
But we won't need that. We hope.
You're going to show up, right, if it's a rain day?
With umbrellas? Complimentary umbrellas?
Yes.
No, let's hope that's not the case, for sure. What's going on at CORI, Philip?
So we have a new fiscal year. Our fiscal year starting in July and June. So we launched our mental health initiative a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We got a license last January. We start seeing patients in last September, and we're very excited to announce that we have a few more new clinicians, bilingual clinicians, joining us. And then we also expanding our work in terms of working with the Quincy Public Schools, providing access and navigation to students and families in collaboration with the guidance counselors and psychologists, and also with the administration office. So we're very excited. So. Our clinician, in terms of language capacity, we have Mandarin, Cantonese, and Vietnamese, and of course English as well.
Sure,
so, yeah.
Sure. I know, was a point of pride for you and everybody at CORI to get the approval for this program. It took a Herculean amount of work, right?
It is a lot of work, lots of resources and time, a lot of, I would say, maybe people think that, you know, is it the right thing to do? So the right thing is, especially when the labor market is so hard to find and hire a bilingual clinician. So, but we know that there's a huge need
yeah.
and there's a huge stigma. If we don't do the first step, the future, you know, with all these problems will never be solved.
Right.
So it's the right thing to do, and we will continue to do it. It's not easy. We will run into many situations. I think the bottom line is to continue to think about our mission, how we approach it with problems, with, you know, innovative and creative ideas. But more importantly, really expanding this services to the Asian immigrants, families and individuals in Quincy and South Shore and Greater Boston.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, if there's a language barrier and you're having a mental health issue and you have nobody to communicate that to, that's a crisis for that person.
It is just, you know, I mean, first of all, it's feeling comfortable to talk to someone that know that they understanding your culture, understanding your language. So that's the first step, right? So it doesn't have to be the mental health issues. I think that's also a huge statement when people are thinking about talking to someone. So I think let's talk. We have different other programs. That really being a first kind of like open door, welcoming people, share the thoughts and feelings. For example, what I'm talking about is the bubble tea program that we've been doing for many, many years for the youth and in the partnership with Quincy Public Schools. So those are the avenues that allowing people to come in. And of course, we have a lot of different activities, services, and programs to allow young families, young adults, and elders as well. So, but that's the first step. So, so coming to talk to us doesn't mean that they have the mental health issues.
But but it allows you to provide that service if they need that.
To allow them to, for us to share the information, for them to make educated decision if they want to move to different directions. So for example, we also partner with Blue Cross Blue Shield for something called Problem Management Plus. Is a is a program allow our team to provide five sections for people interested in learning about coping mechanism about stress, and if they want to, after the five sessions, if they want to see more professional, we can have the pathway for them to do that. So we are really thinking about differently options that people can really talk about, share their feelings. So, so yeah.
But the key is to having those counselors that are able to communicate that.
Know,
with the public, right? With the folks that come to you.
But if I can elaborate here too, is last time one of my board members and I, we went to the Harvard Public Health School seminar. And one of the experts talking about the epidemic in terms of mental health and stuff like that. So she made a very bold statement about if we expect all situations going to be handled by one-on-one with clinician, it's not going to happen. It has to be one-to-many, kind of like different settings, like group settings, different services and programs. Because imagine that, you know, we're talking about, let's talk about bilingual, right? So we're talking about people fluent in bilingual. People decide to choose psychotherapy as their education. People decide go for licensing. So it's a whole long trajectory sometimes. Chances that you have a licensed bilingual clinician ready for the public. So we have to think about different options in terms of not just one-on-one only, but one too many as well.
So, that is a bold statement because that's not traditionally the way you think of counseling. You know, you think of it as one-on-one.
So, but actually you see a lot of group sessions right now. You know, allow people to share, you know, their thoughts. But of course, some people prefer that one-on-one eventually. But a group session could be a kind of baby step for them to hear first. Maybe they don't share, but at least as a listening. At least participating, those type of things.
An icebreaker type situation if they're not comfortable.
Something like that.
Speaking out, Can we talk a bit more about your work in the schools and how that would that would work with your counselors?
So we've been working with the school for many years. And this year, we work in the school. We will have a behavioral health navigator in the partnership with the school, and then in the partnership, the grants that they receive is a Portuguese-speaking navigator to help support the family and student. And also, we're working with Walker to have a free counseling from our clinician stationed at the school. So during the school day, that working with the teachers and guidance council, if there's a need, they can walk in and talk to a clinician.
Will they travel throughout the school system, or how?
So right now we're looking at the North Quincy High.
North Quincy
so
High. Okay.
Could be Quincy High as well. So more to come.
Okay. All right. Yep. More on that.
Yes.
And we should mention all major insurances are accepted.
Yes.
Okay.
For our clinic, yes, we do.
So
yeah, including MassHealth.
Including MassHealth.
Yes.
Okay. But for the students, they don't have to worry about that unless they
For the school program, yeah, is supported by the program.
Okay. Yep. And if they want to take it further, then they would look into that with their families.
Yeah. Yes.
You have a whole list of areas of expertise, you know, that you cover in this program, and I think it's worth mentioning, if you don't mind, I'll just
yeah, go ahead, please.
Anxiety,
yes.
Depression, trauma, cultural transitions, immigration challenges,
mm-hmm.
parent-child conflicts,
yes.
Behavioral concerns, identity issues, life stages and changes, and then loss and grief.
Totally.
So, I mean, any kind of trauma that anybody's experiencing, really, you'll be able to help them at some point. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, even myself, what you're just reading out, it touched upon, you know, today some of my reflection. I meditate every day, so identity, you know, loss, and conflict,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
conflict, some sort of anxiety and stuff like that. So. It's every day, not just, you know, a group of people or specific individuals. It's all of us hitting on certain those emotions. So it's important in terms of what we're doing.
Yes.
To support how to navigate that. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and these will be offered at your North Quincy location?
North Quincy location,
okay.
Yes. And also telehealth as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
How is the North Quincy location working out for you, Philip?
It's working out well.
a little tight, isn't it?
It is a little tight.
Yeah.
So we're moving to a new location at the same building, but with bigger space, allowing us to expand our clinic and also our programming. But we'll continue to partner with Quincy Public Schools, YMCA, and the city have different satellite programs, including in Germantown, including in Quincy Center and Wollaston as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So do you know when that new location will be open?
We working, as we talk offline earlier, so we hope in 2 years in Quincy Center. So we work on the planning, designing. So our vision is really creating a behavioral health counseling center with social and workforce training programs as well.
Okay, so. But at the North Quincy location, when do you think you'll move into the larger
September.
Space? This coming September?
September.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's the same floor, so with bigger space.
Easy to find then.
And I'm counting you in, so you're going to help to move some stuff.
Oh, well. Yes. I'll be there in spirit.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
But in the short term, it's 37th Annual August Moon Festival, Sunday, August 18th, 11 to 3, right along Coddington Street in Quincy Center.
Yes. Please come. Please join us.
All right. Great to see you, Philip, as always.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.